Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We're continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 8. Gantum kritamatir brahman dwarakam ratam astitah upalebhe abhi dhavantim uttaram bhaya vihvalam. Please repeat. Gantum kritamatir brahman dwarakam ratam astitah upalebhe abhidhavantim uttaram bhayavihvalam. Gantum kritamatir brahman dwarakam ratam astitah upalebhe bhivandantim uttaram bhayavihvalam. Gantum kritamatir brahman dwarakam ratam astitah upalebhe abhidhavantim uttaram bhayavihvalam.
Yeah, come on.
Gantum, just desiring to start. Kritamatihi, having decided. Brahman, O Brahmana, Dwarakam, towards Dwaraka. Ratham, on the chariot. Astitah, seated. Upalebhe, saw. Abhi dhavantim, coming hurriedly. Uttaram, uttara. Bhayavikvalam, being afraid. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. As soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwaraka, he saw Uttara hurrying toward him in fear. Purport. All the members of the family of the Pandavas were completely dependent on the protection of the Lord. And therefore the Lord protected all of them in all circumstances. The Lord protects everyone. But one who depends completely upon Him is especially looked after by the Lord. The father is more attentive to the little son who is exclusively dependent on the father. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachar Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare 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 Krishna. Yesterday we discussed how Krishna was preparing for departure and he exhibited the great culture of respect by accepting worship and also respecting others according to the Varnashrama status. And now when Krishna is getting ready to go, some amazing thing is also happening. Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu, is running towards Krishna and she is very afraid and petitioning Krishna, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Devadeva Jagatpati. Only you, my Lord, can save me. Only you can protect me. Protect my child in my womb. In this way, Uttara ran to Krishna and appealed to him. Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu, was carrying Parikshit Maharaj. And Abhimanyu, after fighting very valiantly in the battlefield, killing many warriors and many kings were killed because of Abhimanyu. Just a 16-year-old boy, son of Arjuna, very valiantly he fought. He broke off Bhishma's flagstaff. He attacked all great warriors, and all the Kauravas could see that he was very, very good. And they even exclaimed and said, "That was very good." A Kshatriya praising another, although he's an opponent. They all found Abhimanyu to be extremely good, skilled in war tactics. But finally they decided that they should kill Abhimanyu by any means. And by some not very good means, they killed Abhimanyu. Dushasana actually used the mace and smashed him down. And that was not something very good. Abhimanyu became a widow. Uttara became a widow. And here, she did not follow the regular practice of passing away with the husband, following the husband. She kept alive because she was pregnant and she was carrying Parikshit. And even though she had done those things, Ashwatthama had decided that, in his great anger, he had decided that the last descendant of the Pandavas should be killed. And so he had released the Brahmastra very immaturely, targeted at Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. Now, Parikshit, all the sons of the Pandavas died. Ashwatthama killed them. And Parikshit in the womb of Uttara was the last descendant. He had to be saved. Not only Uttara was running towards Krishna to save Parikshit. In this way the scene is set. And Krishna diffuses the Brahmastra and saves Parikshit. So here it's mentioned in the purport very nicely that all the members of the Pandavas were completely surrendered to Krishna. And they had no other protection. No other protection. And they thought of only Krishna as their protector. Exclusive protector. And therefore Uttara was coming to Krishna. Actually, she didn't even go to the Pandavas. She was coming directly to Krishna. "Only you can save me. Only you can save me." Because she had understood even the Pandavas were protected by Krishna. He is the ultimate protector. I could have very well gone to Arjuna with the great protector. But she decided to go to Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate protector. In later shlokas you will also see Kunti will reflect those things. Vishan maha agne purushada darshanat asat sabhaya vanavasa krishritah mrithe mrithe aneka maharatashtrato drauni astratas chashmahare abhirakshita. Vishan maha agne purushada darshanat. Visha, my son was poisoned, Bhima was poisoned and thrown into the lake by Duryodhana. Maha Agni, they tried to set us on fire in the house of lack. Purushada Darshanat, Purushada, so many man-eaters, Rakshasas attacked my sons in the forest. Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krichritaha. Asat Sabha means my daughter-in-law Draupadi was disrobed in that false palace. Asat Sabha, nobody was able to protect her, only you. Vanavasa Krichritaha, they cheated my sons and sent them to the forest. Mride mride aneka maharatashrato. Again and again, so many great maharathis shot their powerful weapons at my sons. From all of these things, it's only you who protected them. Abhirakshita, I know that. You were constantly the protector of the Pandavas. Constantly my protector. And so also here Uttara, she is approaching Krishna and saying, please protect me. Just like you have protected so many of my relatives. So, seeking the protection in any situation, having the default mode of immediately surrendering to Krishna and seeking his protection. That is a distinct characteristic of a pure devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada said in a conversation that everybody is protected by Krishna only, even those who are not surrendered to him. But just that Krishna arranges that that protection will be given by Maya for those who are not surrendered. And for those who are surrendered, Krishna will directly protect. Tesham ham samudrata mrityu samsara sagarat bhavamina chirat partha mayaveshita chetasam. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashita hai. They are under my energy. My devotees are under my care. Directly under my care. This is Krishna's assurance. So Prabhupada is saying that everybody is protected, and those who are not fully surrendered to Krishna, they are protected by Krishna's material energy. And he said there is a difference between these two protections. One is like a prison house protection. In the prison house, the prisoners are protected. They are given food. They are given clothing. They are looked after if they need medicine and treatment. But they are in the prison house. And once in a while, Prabhupada said, they get slashed and smashed. And they think that that is very nice. They don't know it is Maya. So the protection given by Maya is not really protection. It's conditional protection. You know, when Vasudeva will come and meet, Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj will ask, so is everything all right? Are you protected by the king, Kamsa? And I think Vasudeva or Nanda Maharaj, either of them will say, yeah, we're getting protected, but the protection given by Kamsa is like the butcher giving protection to his animals. That one day he will slaughter them. He has to protect them because they have to be slaughtered. So he said, my dear friend, the protection given by Kamsa is like that because your neck will be cut very soon. So something like that, Prabhupada is explaining that those who are not surrendered are given indirect protection, official protection under conditions. And they get fooled by that. But the real protection is a protection given by Krishna. And Krishna protects those who are surrendered to him. Here is Uttara, surrendered devotee. Will not think of any other alternative way of securing herself. Not even the Pandavas. She'll only surrender to Krishna. You see. So this exclusive default mode. In the material world, our default mode is, as soon as a problem occurs, with how to solve the problem. And we try to use our intelligence, try to use our resources, and immediately try to solve the problem, completely forgetful of Krishna. We don't immediately think Krishna must have a plan. Let's depend on Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Even in our Krishna conscious activities, we get overwhelmed with the situations we are in, thinking that I can't do this. It may be because we don't actually know the art of depending on Krishna. Right? Under the great pressure, in any situation, Prabhupada's life, you will see, completely surrendered to Krishna. In the worst situation, Prabhupada, two heart attacks on the Jaladuta, he's not decided to go back. Normally, as soon as they land, they'll head back. Two heart attacks are over, I just have to get back. I got to look after myself, I got to get admitted, I got to tend to myself. Srila Prabhupada instead said, whatever you have brought me for here, I don't know. Definitely it's not looks like the place that I would not choose to come at all. It's full of tamogun, full of rajogun. But my Lord, you have a plan. I am surrendered to that plan. You may use me as your puppet and I will dance according to that. Make me dance. This is from the pages of Prabhupada's writing. This was his mood. This is how he was surrendered. Whatever, let it come. After all, I am an instrument of Krishna. After all, I have surrendered to Krishna. He knows best. You see? So, very poignant, surrendered moments in Prabhupada's life. We can actually see that. Quite often we take it for granted that Prabhupada, oh, he accomplished it because he's a pure devotee of the Lord. He's a pure representative. As though if you're a pure devotee and pure representative, you don't have to go through certain things. But Prabhupada's life is completely filled with challenging situations. Just like any other ordinary person. Just like any other ordinary person. The distinguishing feature is that Prabhupada always depended on Krishna. He depended on Krishna. That is the greatness. To depend on Krishna at worst times. Because in those situations we normally forget Krishna. We forget Krishna. We're simply overwhelmed with what happens to us. We quit. Or we take recourse to, you know, any material type of a protection. Bhagavatam calls them fallible soldiers. What is the use of depending on them? They can do nothing for you. So everybody is actually forced to surrender to Krishna. Some see it, some don't see it. Some take it as great misery. Some take it as, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? I'm chanting Hare Krishna till it's frothing in the mouth every morning. And then this is happening to me. Or if they're pious people, then they say, oh God, I got to shift my worship to another demigod. Or shift the mode, or go to some astrologer, or go and do this Parihara, or do this Sudarshana Homa, Mrita Sanjeevini Homa, you know, so that somebody lives and, you know, I'll be victorious. You think of so many other ways. This is Krishna unconscious process. And a Krishna conscious person simply accepts. He accepts. Because he knows Krishna is working to make me surrender to him. Right? Bali Maharaj surrendered to Krishna. The greatest of demons, most powerful, ruling. And Krishna, I cheated him into surrender. Chalayasi Vikramane Balimadbhuta Vamana. Chalayasi. He cheated him into surrender. When Krishna wants to favor somebody, he can favor even a demon and cheat him into surrender. But the great fortune of Bali was, he recognized it. He recognized it. He got cheated. Even Shukracharya came and told him, don't, this is Vishnu. You're going to get cheated. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. He got cheated. And after Vamana expanded himself and finished two steps covering the entire possessions of Bali Maharaj and requested him, you know, keep up your word. You're king. You're not able to keep up your word. Where shall I place my third step? And at that time, all associates of Bali, they were trying to attack. And he told them, stop it. Don't attack. Providence is against us. It's not with us. Now is the time to reflect and actually surrender. And he knew that Vamana was saying, you have some other possession. And it's mentioned Bali understood the possessor of these possessions is greater than the possessions. And I, as the possessor of these possessions, is what Vamana is asking for. And Atma Nivedanam, he surrendered himself. He surrendered himself. And Krishna actually cornered him to surrender. He had no other choice. When something like this happens, it means Krishna's great mercy is on that person. It's forcing him to surrender. He has no choice. A life of choices makes it very difficult to surrender. When you go to the mall, it's very difficult to make purchases because there's so many brands and so many choices. But a person who doesn't have that facility, doesn't have money, he has got very few choices, maybe no choice at all. It's very easy to make decisions. Right? So for a devotee, you know, it's easy because he's made to understand that is the mercy of Krishna. The 11th canto is a description of the famous description of the Avanti Brahmana surrendering to Krishna. He had his plans earlier. He was a real conjuice, very stingy and miserly person, Brahmana, who got great wealth and never even shared it with his family members. They had to beg him and he said, no, it's not meant for that purpose. It's meant for some other purpose. And somebody stole all his wealth. And he became a real pauper. He had no money with him. And his family members were wondering now, why are you hanging around here? When you had the money with you, you didn't even share it with us. You're kith and kin. And now you don't have money. What a degraded person you are. What a useless man you are. And those words were so harsh and so difficult to bear that he left his house and took sannyas. You know, sometimes you had to be pushed to renounce. So he renounced. But that was not enough. It was not over. His renunciation was not complete. Krishna followed him. That's not enough. Not only have I taken your wealth away, not only have I pushed you out of the house, and now everybody knew that this is that Brahmana who never supported his wife and children and he lost all the money, this rascal. And they were doing all sorts of things to him. They're dumping all the garbage on his head. When he did a little bhiksha here and there and got some money together, the kids came and passed urine on that before he would eat it. They passed foul air on his face. They dumped all mud and sand and everything on his face. And they took away his kamandalu. They took away his stick. He didn't react. He didn't react, that Brahmana. He knew that this is all by the arrangement of the Lord. I shall remain surrendered to whatever he wants to take me through. I shall completely remain surrendered. Na yam jano me sukadukka hetur na devata atma griha karma kala. He said, these people are just instruments. They are giving me sukadukka hetur. They are not the cause. They are simply instruments. And neither are the devas doing something to me. Neither griha karma kala, neither is it my horoscope. Right? These things are worked upon through my mind, which is in the control of material nature, and behind which is Krishna. See, mana parakaranam amananti samsara chakram parivarte etyat. Nunam me bhagavan tushtaha. Definitely the Lord is very pleased with me. Tushtaha. Nunam me bhagavan tushtaha. Sarvadeva mayohari. The Lord of all the devas. Yena nito dasham etam. He has brought me into this miserable situation. Therefore he must be very happy with me. What an amazing understanding of surrender. Because I am in this miserable situation, I have understood that the Lord is very pleased with me. Nirvedas chatmanah plava. Because he wants me to get onto the boat of renunciation and sail off, paddle off from here. I understand this, so I am going to go through this. In this way, a devotee also gets the intelligence to understand that this surrender that you are doing is the ultimate. It will give you the greatest benefit. See, so that type of mercy is not there for those who are not devotees. Devotees can surrender easily because they are devotees. It's very difficult to surrender otherwise. Krishna has to do what he did to Bali Maharaj. Force you to surrender. Though he does force even devotees who have attachments to surrender. Yasyaham anugrihanami harishye taddhanam shanai. On whomever I want to show my mercy and make them surrender, I will take away all material assets from them. Right? So what is that surrender by which a devotee qualifies himself? Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. Accepting everything favorable to Krishna consciousness, rejecting anything that is not favorable. Rakshishyatiti vishwaso. Definitely Krishna will protect me, having that solid faith. Vishwasa palana. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, he sings this. Rakshishyatiti vishwaso. Goptritve varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Accepting Krishna as your only master and guardian. Right? And self-surrender and great humility. These are all characteristics of surrender. Satvidha Sharanagati. So a devotee can do that because he knows Krishna. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. I had a conversation with a Sri Vaishnava recently who was technically asking me where it is mentioned that you should be a devotee like this. What is mentioned is prapatti, surrender to the Lord. That's what is mentioned. I said, yeah, definitely. But who can surrender and who cannot? Can everybody surrender? It's very difficult for people to surrender. I know I am not surrendered, I told him. I am a devotee, at least externally. I know inside that I am not fully surrendered. I am not fully surrendered. How is it possible for anybody to surrender so easily? So we were having a little talk and then I said, refer to the Gita, you would see Krishna is saying, Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru, become my devotee. And then the next shloka is saying, Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. You surrender to me. Maybe there is a connection in that. That if you become my devotee, it's very easy to surrender to me. So we can see this in the lives of great devotees. Krishna puts us into these situations, into these dangerous situations, and tests whether we will fall on the side of dependence on Krishna, or we will retract and try to work it out with our intelligence and with our other resources, right, and not depend on Krishna. Whole process, Prabhupada kept saying, is surrender to Krishna. In any situation, surrendering to Krishna. Learning to do that, practicing to do that, that's what is yoga, that's what is a Krishna conscious yoga. Krishna keeps saying that buddhi yogam upashita machitta satatam bhava. Learn and practice how to remember Krishna and surrender to Krishna. Seek only the protection of Krishna. That is called avyabhichari bhakti. Mamcho avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Vyabhichari means, normally refers to a lady who is not faithful to her husband. Vyabhichari. She has got other affairs. Avyabhichari means one who is very chaste. Krishna is saying, Mamcho yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Without seeking anybody else or anything else, depending only on me, that person I will protect. He has no other option in his mind. Ananyas chintayanto mam, no other. This is very important to know. Surrender means only Krishna, nobody else. But the mind is always working out alternatives. That is the reason why we drag our feet in Krishna consciousness. So the instance of Gajendra surrendering to Krishna and the instance of Draupadi surrendering to Krishna, all of them, they had faith in Krishna. Prabhupada explains that even the gopas, whenever any demon attacked or any situation was this way or that way, they knew 100% that Krishna will protect, and they always went to Krishna. They always went to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Similarly, gopis, in the Gopika Gita, they're saying, we gave up everything, patisutan vaya bratir bhandavan, ati vilangyate anti achyuta gatha, gati vidas tavod gita mohita, kitava yoshita kastya jain nishi. We gave up our husbands, we gave up our children, we gave up our siblings, we gave up our relatives and came to you. Surrendered that you are our only shelter. Right? So don't ask us to go back. We came here hearing your flute and we are totally surrendered to you. Right? Don't cheat us. Don't cheat us. Very lovingly, the gopis say. So, of course, the gopis epitomize the ultimate surrender to Krishna. So, what ails our surrender is something that we can reflect on deeply, introspect. Why we don't surrender to Krishna? Why we don't fully 100% accept Krishna's guarantee? Mahasucha, don't fear, surrender to me, sarvadharman parityaja, mam ekam, only me, mam ekam sharanam braja. What's the psychology behind, what's the mechanics behind that facilitates full surrender? And if we don't, why we don't? What ails our surrender? What's the attachment that is holding us? What's the attachment that is holding us? These are introspective things that we can do by watching Uttara surrender to Krishna. Why we also don't run up to Krishna and say, I have no other shelter but you? We wouldn't. Because we have a lot of other hooks. We have many attachments. We have many projects. We have many things we want to do. We want to be the doer. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Many things we want to do. Right? And therefore wouldn't. And Krishna is waiting. Krishna is waiting. Sometimes I feel that Krishna is not doing these things to me because most probably I'll leave Krishna consciousness if he puts me to the test. So he's not putting me to the test, but he could put Bali Maharaj to the test, but he knew Bali would surrender to him. He could corner him like that. So I think that myself at least, I know that I am not getting any such test and situation where I can be kicked into surrender, pushed into surrender. It's because Krishna knows if I do it to this guy will most probably turn around and run away. And Krishna doesn't want to risk it. I don't want to lose this fellow. At least that half-baked surrender that he's doing, let him continue doing that. Let's wait for a chance, an opportunity to give him the right kick so that we score the goal. You know. So, not very fortunate. Prabhupada, when his business crashed, he quoted the shloka, Yasyaham anugrihanami harishe taddhanam shanai. And he smiled. He was very happy. Krishna has taken away everything from me. He recognized it. We may not always recognize it. We may think, oh my gosh, Krishna is doing these things to me. I'm chanting, I'm his devotee. So we are hoping that we will also be able to do what Uttara is doing and what Prabhupada showed us in his lifetime. Continuously, moment to moment, surrender to Krishna. At no point of time he had any other plan. Any other plan. He had a stroke after his two heart attacks. He had a stroke within 1 year. And he was then also surrendered. He was immediately teaching the devotees, see, the body is like this. You can't depend on the body. He's immediately using his situation and, you know, so surrendered that he was reminded of Krishna even then. So this is a great opportunity that Prabhupada has given to us. learn the process of surrender and the sweetness of surrender. How in a surrendered state, you don't have to worry about anything. Krishna will protect me. And that's where Prabhupada, you can see, happily smiling. In my room, there's a Prabhupada with a huge smile. I keep watching it for a long time. It shows that Prabhupada is so happy in the shelter of Krishna, completely surrendered. He's not disturbed even one bit. You know, under the worst situation and circumstance, he could be happy. I'm under the shelter of Krishna. I don't have to worry. That is the greatest asset in the material world. If we are able to surrender to Krishna and be completely confident of his protection. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
Devotees.
Definitely. Krishna works through his devotees. They are his agents. They are his powerful agents giving protection. And he directs them. In fact, these are exceptional circumstances when Krishna is also directly, you know, severing a relationship with the devotee by being directly involved with them. They are very special. Sometimes Krishna is severing a relationship. Sometimes, commonly, generally, Krishna is protecting masses of devotees through his devotees. These are very special instances. Well, Prabhupada, you know, very special personality. Bali Maharaj, very special personality. So generally speaking, it's the devotees through whom Krishna works. Thank you. Yes. The fact there is to think that I am the doer. It's not a question of too many projects. Everybody can have too many projects in ISKCON because there are very few people who want to do things. It's up for grabs. You can take it. Shravas was having a laugh. I share his deep feelings. Point is, the default tendency is to think that I am the doer. And if you do it that way, then it's a little dangerous for your Krishna consciousness.
Hi, Bomars. Thank you for a very wonderful, insightful class. You were mentioning the point about difficulty in surrendering when times are tough. But we've seen in ISKCON, Prabhupada himself has said that, you know, so many of my disciples, they came from very wealthy backgrounds and now they're sleeping on the floor. It seems like, you know, a lot of devotees pass very difficult tests in ISKCON. But when the money comes and the prestige comes and the followers come, that's the test they don't pass. So it seems in ISKCON it's just the opposite. A lot of devotees pass the heavy test. The heavy tests come and you surrender and you take shelter of Krishna and Guru. But when the good times come, they don't pass that test.
Therefore the real test is the good times. It's easy to do this external austerity. To change your dress, shave your head, put a tilak, put a dhoti this way up. Wow, sounds great, looks great, I look like a Vaishnava, I'm very surrendered, my Lord. Look at me in the mirror, wow, I look a very, very surrendered devotee. But the workings inside, the most subtler things, those are the things get tested when you get position, name, fame, money in the Krishna consciousness movement. Those things get tested at a later date. When you're well settled, Maya creeps up with these very subtle things that are there inside your heart. And so she gives you those type of things that you can get weakened by. You're right. Those are the things that are the real stumbling blocks. Little do we know, you know, if you're not alert, then you can lose and wear off your Krishna consciousness. Unless Krishna does things like he did to Bali Maharaj. Right. Yes, Prabhu.
What is difference between surrendering gradual step little by little? This is one of the way you can say. Another one is Prabhupada also said you can surrender immediately in a second. So what is this difference between these two? And also, you know, Arjuna, he was understanding. I mean, he's pure devotee, he knows everything, but Krishna put him in illusion. So, by 45 minutes, he was listening Bhagavad Gita. After that, he surrendered. So, in our case, we can read Bhagavad Gita, but is it actually until you completely, you can say, realize Bhagavad Gita? Everything that is there, if you realize, after that, you can say, I now I'm surrendering. So, is it like that, or, you know, or is gradual process, and what's the difference, how we can maybe...
It's like what you choose. The difference between that gradual surrender and this surrender is the one takes a long time. The other one gets done fast. Anyway, you're going to arrive at that stage after a long time. Might as well do it now. As Prabhupada's instruction. Do your business in this lifetime. Right? Surrender to Krishna within this lifetime. Okay, so, it's your choice. We can drag our feet. We can allow it to take its time. You have the gradual process through Varnashrama. You can move slowly. Otherwise, you can surrender immediately to Krishna and also reap the benefit. Okay. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.